Good afternoon and welcome to Born on the 4th of July. A great gentleman. He served in his capacity with that organization for a long time. Lots of good information. Go to their website. It's always nice to say hello to him. Also, there was a little bit further information that I wanted to share with the article that we were reading from with Mr. Newman, and a reminder that the National Guard and the Pentagon wanting full control of the National Guard. I believe it connects back to the John Warner Act that literally does give the president this untold power. And just a reminder, Jonathan Turley said the day of October 17th, 2006, when these two bills were passed, it was a day that America yawned because America did not realize or understand. You think there isn't a plan? Come on, ladies and gentlemen, how sweet it is to have all of these things right together at this juncture. So the gentleman who was writing the article that we talked about with Mr. McManus, once again, we want to give due credit, Alex Newman. You can go there and find it. But it also brings into a nice essay for you if you wanted to make a copy. So you had that as a reference. How then does this fit with the Department of Homeland Security indicating that so many who thought in terms of constitutional government would therefore be potential terrorists? How does that fit? Indeed, it does fit. And now this with the demand or the actually, I think they could already do it, but the Pentagon is saying, come on, let us be in total control. Think back on what Mr. McManus said, his concern as a former military person, having the government in charge of the police. Well, we know, maybe America doesn't know, but listeners to RBN know, that we have fusion centers where in February, the date was 20th of February 2009, fusion centers informed police departments all across this nation that indeed patriots who thought maybe a third party candidate could be viable in 2008 were on the list. That wasn't good enough. Missouri got a little flack, and so they kind of backed down. But the state letterhead was on top of that from the governor of the state of Missouri. Don't kid yourself. And then it was Napolitano who came right thereafter and reaffirmed the position of the Department of Homeland Security, took it a step further and talked about returning vets. Certainly they would have military prowess, right? They would know how to shoot a gun. And they were part of the picture on the second round. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Welcome back to RBN, Born on the 4th of July. I'm your host, Barbara Jean, and it's a pleasure always to spend time with you, the listening audience, and we invite your participation, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Give us a call, join in, ask your questions, or let us hear from you with a comment on an issue that you would like to share. So we were talking about the buildup with Napolitano and maybe a kind of a limp, I didn't mean maybe to include the military, but no qualification for the rest of, I would say, three-quarters of America that she included that could be potential terrorists. This is the party, the person, the extraordinary, vast collection of entities, the Department of Homeland Security, so speaking to you, America. I believe that the resistance that should have been met for those statements, those essays, those assessments, as they were called, should have been far different. There is no place for her to hold that office and so speak. America maybe missed a chance, is right there. But also, I would like to suggest that on October 1, 2008, the Army Times told us what we needed to know. The Army Times told us that it was certainly our concern to hear about the fact that they would have Army brigades on the land here in the United States. Then we heard from the Department of Defense an additional 20,000 troops by December 2008. And so the time moves on. Now we're all involved with a potential pandemic. A conversation at a cocktail party could be something like, are you going to take the vaccine or not? How do you think about that? What about your school-age child? And what about what's in the vaccine? Is this just the banter of 2009, or will it become more involved with everybody's life and the possibility of mandated vaccinations? So we know that there are centers being set up all over as potential quarantine centers, and we're having pods set up in New York and anthrax drills going on this week in New York City. We have all of these occurring right before our eyes, and we wonder how this could go on and not be a little bit unnerved. So the emergency preparations continue to expand. What else happens? What else happens when that happens? The power of the federal government expands. And the possibility of the discussion at the party, so to speak, then you have to ask yourself, how will you react? We have a caller on board. We say good afternoon. Tell me your first name, please.
Good afternoon.
Yes, go ahead, please.
I was crossing my mind every time we are turning around. We are supposedly fighting our government. You know, and I'm sitting there going, wait a minute, it can't be our government because we're always fighting it. And it's trying to take over. Wait a minute, our government's supposed to be us. What, you know, it's such a set of dialectics here, it's unreal. We are fighting not our government, somebody else's government, because you don't fight your government. And so what we had was a Cold War going on, and we said, oh, Ronald Reagan won the Cold War. Obviously, he didn't. It's been successful on the other side, and most of us can't even see it. What you have sitting in government right now, excuse my English, but the Communist Party, it has won, or it's winning. And that's who we are fighting. You know, they say, well, they're not communists. Well, check out what communism is and see, these guys don't match.
Well, they match better than they would a free, independent, democratic republic, right?
Well, that's absolutely true. You know, like you just had, what's his name on there from the John Birch Society. And I can remember years ago when I was a Bircher, I talked to people. And they'd say, oh, you guys are radicals. You know, well, I said, it's a Christian organization. Oh, well, not really. You're just radical. You're right-wingers. And you know what the Berkshires were fighting at the time and still today? The communists. They're letting people know and exposing communism. And, you know, and they were telling you what communism is all about, what it does, what it acts like, the whole gamut. And what we have going on right now is they've taken this particular communist society, who we call liberals and socialists and every other name, but the true name, has now taken over our schools, taken over, they own the banks. It's like you were saying, I think it was you or the show right before you, that they own all the money. I mean, how are you going to fight them? They stole it. They flat stole all the money.
They stole the money right before our eyes.
And everybody's saying, Barack Obama, wait a minute, you better see who surrounds that man. All of those guys are crooks. I mean, how many times, Barbara Jean, could you go in and you're back on your taxes and then you owe all this money and this fines and all this other stuff that they come on there with and say, and then they just say, oh, I'm sorry, and they just forget the whole thing. You know, and that's what all them guys just about that surround Barack Obama, they've all done that.
And they've got away with it right before our eyes.
And then, well, it's not that they got away with it. That we, you know, we're sitting back saying, this is what they're doing. What can we do? Well, you can vote. Well, they own the voting machines. You know, so what was put in place for us to be able to do something, of course, and you discussed it once before with the grand juries and what have you. But right now they've got us so dismantled, divide and conquer, that we don't know what we're doing. Now, we know that we will come together if we have proper leadership, as demonstrated by the tea parties, demonstrated by the town halls, because the talk show hosts of the other talk shows, which are controlled, started talking about that, and some of it went into the news, and all of a sudden the people started doing something. So what it amounts to is we don't have any leaders that can get the message out.
I was just going to share with you, and I think you're very correct in all that you are speaking about, and the fact that communism was supposed to be dead and not involved, or it was, we could even say China without communist China. We don't make any difference. We want them as far as we can have them with all this capability to create product, and we're going to buy it up, and then they get all the money in the Chinese bank, and then we borrow the money from China, and we don't ever say, hey, wait a minute, that's a communist country. You're very correct in delineating, yes, carefully, what we are up against. It was interesting this week, and I thought, you know, hold back, watch it carefully. Are these orchestrated? How is this happening?
Barbara, you know, the Bible states that the person who borrows the money, they become the servant or the slave of the person that loaned it. Now, I'm paraphrasing what it says, but the Bible says that. So if China is doing what you just now stated they're doing, which they are, guess what? We become the servant or the slave to them because they are buying our debt with the money that they got from us in the first place.
Very good. That's it.
NAFTA and GATT and all that.
Uh-huh. And remember when we had to have, it used to be called, it's something different now, but most favored nation status for China. And that one act created, along with it being part of the big story of the global grouping, it also gave all kinds of perks once they had the most favored nation status. And the perks that were given were never illuminated or talked or spoken about. So now they're right like the rest of us in all of this global story that elevated them, something long desired for them and their people who are part of the China network. Many churches, many folks in high places just knew that had to happen. And once again, our Congress, I believe, was very much coerced into allowing that to happen. So I was just going to point out there that here we are now in this going toward the end of August, and the move on the healthcare story has caused the town meetings that you referred to. And I'm just going to quote a bit of what you could hear over the news on CNN, a highly regarded Joe Klein, political columnist, was saying that he is very frightened by what has been taking place in the month of August over the health care battle. He also termed some of the agitation as a celebration of ignorance. And he also said, being involved in the political analysis, he had never seen anything like it. We're going to go to break. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, zero debt in 90 days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt-free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 Debt Relief Secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Welcome back to Born on the 4th of July. Caller, are you still with me?
Yeah, I'm still here. I sit here thinking during the break.
Glad you're still with me. I just wanted to share a little bit of what's gone on this week with the talking people from the television and their panels. I'm just talking about Joe Klein, a political columnist for many years, and he's just outraged. He's never seen anything like this. And then, of course, there were a few lawful American citizens exercising their Second Amendment and being positioned in some of the gatherings outside where the president was speaking and elsewhere when there were these gatherings together. One such was a man, and his name was William Kostrick. And he was out of New Hampshire, and he was interviewed, maybe you saw it, by Chris Matthews. And Chris Matthews literally screamed at him through most of the interview and couldn't understand why anyone would take a loaded gun anywhere close to all of this event. And, of course, the gentleman had to remind him that this was okay in his state. He was dutifully doing what he could do as a citizen if he chose to do that. So to make a long story short, but I would recommend people going to YouTube and picking up some of those clips and watching the reaction of media and how it just creates an atmosphere that you don't have any right to protect yourself, but we do have to be concerned about the protection of the president, and which we should be. I'm not saying we shouldn't. But also, the United States citizen has a right to protect himself. And so there was one on Rachel Maddow where she interviewed a Secret Service man, and, of course, he was absolutely appalled that any citizen of the United States would attend the meeting with a gun or whatever. I may not even do that. I may not even have one. But here again, what's your opinion on the Second Amendment and the exposure you've seen on television with, and I've wondered if people are there because they feel this in their heart as their right, or whether they're there to make an issue so someone from the press can say they've never seen anything like that, bring it into an assassination story, and therefore make everybody upset or fearful. What's your take?
Well, this shows, again, the power of the media. It's not working as well as they'd like it to. What you have there is a set of rights that we have. We have all rights. You know, I'm like you. You know, I don't own a gun. But, you know, I have a right to own a gun if I want one. And they do not have the right to take that away from me. If I want to wear, if I'm in New Hampshire or Nevada and the president's coming to town, I always wear a gun and I wear one up there, you know, to see the president. So what? It's my right to. Well, you might go crazy and shoot the president. The president might, one of his staff might go crazy and shoot me. You know, they're all fully armed. When a policeman out here in the street pulls me over, this man comes up to my car, he's got a gun on his side, a nightstick, mace, you name it, all kinds of things.
And a taser.
That's
taser
right.
Is the new treat.
And they have used them on citizens, you know, so they're sitting there saying only they have the right. Again, we have to go back to who's running the show. The communists have moved in, and we don't understand it. We can't see why this president up here is doing what he's doing. It's because check out his background. Check out who he hung out with. Check out who all the guys that surround him, who they are. Communism never died. It just moved. We are right now in a Cold War on our port step. That's the difference. It's not in Russia anymore and in East Germany. It's right here. Right here in front of us is where communism is at, and it's right in our face. I couldn't get over it when I was watching some media, and they showed some protests, and they showed the people that believe like we do rebuking the health care plan. They all had their homemade type signs and what have you. And the other side that was for Obama, they all had signs that were professionally done. They were all commercial. They had shirts on that were commercial. And they're all standing over there, you know, like, you know, we're out here as protesters and we're volunteers. No, you ain't. And the guy told them to their face, look at your signs. They're all professional. And this guy, you could tell well, I'm not going to say what I thought he was. I see, you know, the way he walked and talked, it sort of makes me think of some fellows in San Francisco. But anyway, he was sitting there saying, we need health care. We should all come together. And all, the guy, my thing, and also the guys that believe like Richard, were saying, wait a minute. You know, if you want to come together, you and your family want to pay for your problem, that's fine. But, you know, don't take my money to pay for somebody else's problem.
The other part that it seems the media or the anchors or the moderators seem to forget that America has been America citizens, United States, since about, 2001. We've been through the meat grinder.
Mm.
We, you know, there have been many, many unanswered questions, many issues that have been very difficult. Starting
famous
with 9/11 and the wars. We almost act like we forget the wars. You know, it's interesting because today, we'll come right back and stay with me. We'll talk a little bit further.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back to Born on the 4th of July. I've been talking with a knowledgeable American friend who is helping all of us understand how he has come to a conclusion of who and what the government is. I have heard others say globalization is another term for communism. Surely we understand redistribution of wealth. And I was suggesting that it's been kind of a tough time for the citizens of the United States since 2001. You have cited the trade agreements, which are truly giveaways. And so on and on we go when we've had wars, and somehow we forget sometimes that there are young men and women who are sacrificing for us on a daily basis, our policies, I should say, or Congress's policies, or leadership policies. One government changes to another, and we still see very little change on the military side of things. And also, people aren't keeping their campaign promises. But I would just like to remind the audience that in Afghanistan, there's an election going on. And something will happen here in the next day or so, and we might see something different. And maybe Karzai's government, as it is, in a small area, controlling a small area of Afghanistan, may remain the puppet government there. But interestingly enough, there is a gentleman called Abdul Rashid Dostum, who was once known as a terrorist and a Northern Command type person that we joined with early on. And for the last year or so, he's been out of the country, and now he's being allowed reentry, and there's question over that. But in the final analysis, it looks like people in high places fund both sides of the coin, our troops over there and also the enemy of our troops over there, so-called the Taliban or whatever's going on. Certainly we need more clarification on how that's going to happen and what's happening over there. It's sort of off the screen a bit, but these are the kind of choices when we hear we have no money, no wonderful parkways or roadways or big, huge things making America maybe more lovely, delightful, creating jobs. We're off into the war zone. Caller, are you still there?
Yes, as I was listening to you, I was thinking, why are we over in Afghanistan? It's not for our benefit. You know, those people can't come over here and attack us, but it's for Israel's benefit. Iraq, Israel's benefit. This is all for that one country over there, and we're fighting their wars, and it's at our expense, and they are also the ones that are putting us into a global economy where they're taking all of our manufacturing base and shifting it over to China, so we have nothing, and what will eventually become in this country is a third-world country. We'll have no way of supporting ourselves or doing anything for ourselves. It'll be all gone, and we'll all get to sit in the street and make bonfires. This is sad at what's going on, and yet the people don't know we're in a Cold War right here. This is sad.
Well, I liked when you said it was on your doorstep. A lot of it's coming together, don't you think?
It is. It's right. I mean, all you got to do is open the door. There it is. And they'll even be asking you who you are and how many kids you got. You know, and all these types of things. It's right here. You don't have to go looking for communism. You don't have to look for the Cold War. It brought itself right to you. In the name of the presidents that we've had, in the name of the congresses we've had, in the name of the bureaucracies that are put in place to make sure that this Cold War sits right in your front room, you know, and you get to be programmed daily through the boob tube that most people have in their front room. I don't watch one, but there it is, and people are just, they're as dumb as a stump.
Do you think there is an awakening now?
Well, I think there is one, Barbara, but you know, it's so slow. You know, we got people like you and some of the other people on RBN that are out there, you know, blowing the horn on other radio networks that are similar to RBN that are blowing the horn. But, you know, the following is so small versus NBC, ABC, CBS, Hollywood, you know, and I guess another organization that should be yelling this to the sky is your big mega churches. They're put there, 501c3, just to keep everybody calm down, you know. Just sit there like a frog. Don't worry about it. You know, they're turning the water up. You know, it'll boil. You'll be okay. They're not saying anything in any of these huge churches. So all the ways to get the news to the people like they did in the founders of this country did, they're not doing. They're allowing it to go down the tank, to go into full-blown communism, what they call globalism. All that means is you have an elite, oligarchs, that are controlling everything, and they're sitting there in the White House right now. I mean, they came in there and just took all the money. I mean, when you have Goldman Sachs, they said, oh, Goldman Sachs has a profit. No kidding. What they did is they loaned out all their money before. Then we came back in and paid all that debt that they had. Okay, so now they have more money to loan out our money, and then the money that we loaned to them, of course, we borrowed from them, so they're getting double on it. So why wouldn't they make profit? I mean, when you give me $1 billion, and I'll make profit too.
So that, you know,
They've never had to pay back any of those mortgages, for instance, that I'm still paying. I still have my mortgage. You know, so they're still getting paid for that. Plus, they got money for it. Plus, the government borrowed the money from them, you know, on a paper, computer entry. So they're getting interest on that money, plus my interest for me, plus the money that the government gave to them that they'll never give back. Why wouldn't they be making money? That's a good way to do it, you know, is come in and say, well, Barbara Jean, would you like to have $1 trillion? Well, let's give it to you. And then next month you write a letter saying, you know what, I show a profit. You show a profit. How'd you do that? You know, did you use that $1 trillion I just gave you to show a profit? Oh, yeah. Yes, that's absolutely amazing. How stupid can we be?
So I believe that before too long, America will be hijacked in a way. I think that what was predicted by some of the folks that I would interview in the early 2000s, that the travel, the freedom of travel that the United States citizen has known and just taken for granted, will be something that they will realize when the encroachments on the travel become part of the daily activity. Your papers, please. Then I think the people, as they are awakening now to the concern over health care and the possible real change there.
I want to tell you what you're just saying, Barbara. We're coming down Highway 8. I think I called you on this once before. Okay, it's a freeway, four lanes on each side, 8 lanes. And they had everybody, you know, stopped on the freeway. They had to be pulled over. The Border Patrol was standing there, and we went up there. We both had to explain where we're coming from, where we're going, show our ID, and then my wife is a U.S. citizen. She's from Europe. So they had us, because her, I guess, they shouldn't have, but they had us pull over, open our trunk, and look in our car. You know, where's my freedom of travel here? There's no Mexicans 60 miles up from the border. You know, I told the guy, I says, you know, after you get all done, he said, you go, I says, you know, you guys are in the wrong place. You belong about 60 miles over that way. You know, you're not going to find any Mexicans, you know, in a car traveling down a freeway like this. You should have stopped them already. But this, what you're just now saying, they're using that as an excuse to do this. And this is happening all over the place. You know, people are being pulled over. There was a couple instances on the internet. Was one guy, well, both the guys refused to cooperate. One guy was real sharp and knew his rights and knew how to use it and had cameras and everything in his car. The other guy was a preacher and he didn't. And they stun gunned him and did all kinds of things to him. So, you know, it's just getting started. You're right, Barbara. It's just getting started.
Well, we have the encroachment on travel as you go to the airport. I have to say right now, it is so exciting, I believe, to travel. And I am, I guess, naive and always ready for some excitement, but to me, flying is an excitement. And it used to be enhanced and glorious by airlines that didn't seem to be failing or faltering and service that was extraordinary. Now it's a different day. I call it Aeroflot because it's kind of like we used to think of in terms of Russian travel and air flights. And so it's a different thing, but we have allowed a new TSA agency that takes all kinds of money, all kinds of embellished inconvenience, and is powerful. Can you imagine what it's going to be like when someone determines that these lists that they have to be employed in order for you to be able to travel? And then
so
the TSA says, okay, it's, you can do it, but maybe you can't. Your name is on a list.
You know when this started, Barbara? This started in Bush Sr.'s time. When he did that war in Iraq, next thing you know, you go to the court's houses, and they're all taped off. You have to go through the special door and go through these metal detectors. And I said, what's going on here? You know, what's changed overnight? And what they, and then the next thing you know, you had just an awesome amount of third world people coming into this land from all over. And then what did come in through the oceans, they came in through the border. And then this country all of a sudden is turning third world. So So it appears like we're getting third world type of activity. You go to Russia when the Jewish Bolsheviks took over up there, and they spread all through what they called White Russia. That's what was on the other Israel movie. That's what they were called. And then the same thing happened up there. Then they went down in about before 1932, and they slaughtered 32 million Ukrainians. You know, and that's going to be, you know, seeing how we have the communist on our doorstep, it's going to be on our doorstep. It's going to be welcome home, folks, because this is what we're going to get. It don't change. That's the sad commentary. People can't see that. Well, that isn't going to happen to me. I could jump off a 50-story building, and all I'll do is I'll hit the ground and jump back up. You know, these people, they're stupid.
Well, it's interesting because when you go for that flight, what do you have to have? You have to have your ID. You have to have your driver's license or a passport in order to get on the plane or to get into the next queue line, to get into that line to get your box or your basket to put all your supplies in and your shoes and your watch and all of that story. And the TSA person is standing there ready to pat you down. And what can be allowed for you to go through if you're really nice and good and you don't complain? You also have to realize that if they could take a look at your numbers or your driver's license and decide maybe we'll put you in this computer here and you're on some sort of a list, they also have the right to say you can't fly.
And where in the Constitution, Barbara Jean, does it say that they have a right to do this? I can't find it. You know, any of the things that they're doing, like I talked about them stomping me on the freeway, you know, and heck, it cost you a buck and a half to bite your fingernails today. It's gone way out of line. You can't travel. You can't go into buildings without being stopped and going through metal detectors. You have pilfering going on like mad, and the stores are closing up. I mean, there's stores I went in there, and they're busy. I asked the guy, I says, how come you close up? He says, because of the stealing. They can't keep up with it. He says, because we have to raise the prices up to do this. And usually these are in what they call third world areas. And it makes me sad because I can remember when I was a kid back in the 50s, if we wanted to go, we could put our .22 rifle on the handlebars of our bicycle and go out, you know, in the hills and shoot jackrabbits. Can't do that anymore. I mean, all the things that I did when I was a kid, it's not here. The things that we had when I was in my 20s, they're not here. The things that I heard about in my 30s, you know, they are now here. All those things are here. Why is it we hire a congressman who's supposed to be a representative to represent us, and he's to come back to a town hall meeting, and then you got the president running around in town hall meetings, you know, and we're paying this president how much to fly all over the country with his entourage of airplanes and his wife and chefs and all this type of stuff? How much are we paying him to do that? He's not paid. He's not supposed to do that. You know, he's not supposed to be campaigning constantly. That's why you have those representatives. But it used to be the representatives used to represent us. Now we're having to go there in droves to say, don't do this. And he, you know, like Barney Frank just stands out there and says he's going to do it anyway. Who's he representing? He's certainly not representing the citizens of his district, because what I could see, they were upset with him. And a whole bunch of them.
You know, you've covered the gamut here in very, very good rational thought process. I appreciate that you're there and you're speaking and you're talking about your emotion involved in your country and what is being taken from you. Let's go back and put what you're saying now in the perspective of the H1N1 virus. It hasn't maybe had everybody dying off quite so fast. we have been spending time trying to fill in some of the niches of this story and give to the listenership the best background on the pandemic flu story. But we need to ask a couple of questions when we come back. So stay with me again, unless there's someone else that wants to get on. We'll enjoy talking with you out of California.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Today's flu readiness report is brought to you by Nutrients 21, makers of Ultra Immunity, the world's best natural immune supplement. Today, we will discuss the imminent vitamin shortages. Should the swine flu develop into the predicted fall-winter pandemic, you can expect vitamins to disappear overnight or become very, very expensive. Why? Because 80% of supplement raw material comes from China. There will be disruptions of trade and commerce. The ongoing dollar's collapse will accelerate on the world market, and a last-minute global rush to stock up on vitamins by the prudent will create a perfect shortage. Pandemic survival depends on being prepared. This flu readiness update has been brought to you by UltraImmunity.com. Ultra Immunity is a supplement you can safely use with mega dosing protocols. For full details on the survival supplement, visit UltraImmunity.com. UltraImmunity.com. That's UltraImmunity.com. Visit UltraImmunity.com today.
Restore the Republic, the social network for the modern revolutionary. Activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
Had about enough of the bold-faced lies and propaganda, have you? Republic Magazine exposes the mainstream media garbage for what it is. Grab a stack and take America back. Use Republic Magazine to wake the people and crush the corporate-controlled propaganda machines. Page after glossy page of factual information to fuel the second American revolution. Get it all and more at RepublicMagazine.com.
America must stand tall. We must question all the emergency preparations as they continue to expand this burgeoning pandemic that we are being instructed about. We need to be able to say unequivocally what is going to be in this vaccine and how do I know what's in it. I will not choose to take that. I will not choose because there is no recourse for me if I should choose to do that. Plus, the preparations of military joining with law enforcement to enforce whatever they're coming to is an ominous sign. Be advised, America. Also, in an argument for the healthcare story, just say back to them, whomever you're speaking with as a leader or a servant in government, suggests that the Congress and the President will be the first ones to have the participation in this new policy. No other policy allowed for anybody other than everybody has it or stop talking. So I think if we would stand up and say some things like that, maybe someone will listen and hear. I am also very concerned about the trends of what I see that are going in a direction that seem to be unstoppable. Only the United States citizen, patriot type person can speak out now and do something. And I'm hoping that your voice, are you still with me, gentleman from California? Maybe he's dropped off.
No, I didn't say anything when you're talking because you're saying all the same things. It's right on point. We're sitting here having this medication being forced upon us. You know, it's just like Barney Frank. They've asked him, you know, are you going to get on that program? Are you going to, are you doing that? Are you going to stick with your special insurance? Are you going to be the first one, like you just said, standing in line, getting the shots? You know, whatever you want the people to be on, obviously the Congress seems to sound so beneficial for everybody, they should be the first ones in line.
There should be no acceptance of any of this. And if they do anything different than that, and I urge America to speak out and say, all right, the Congress gets it first, but and has the same plan. There is no other plan of health care payment or possibility for any member of Congress, only the universal health care Obama plan, if you choose to vote for it, it's all yours. I think that there can't be this separation anymore of what they are provided, and plus also I think a diminishing of their retirement funds would be something to be looked upon, because as America struggles, I can't imagine that we'll keep our cool, and I would think that people ought to be able to sense that, even so Mr. Klein or Chris Matthews, that maybe statements are being made, and maybe it's not a bad idea to listen to the people for a change, everybody. Born on the 4th of July, look to that. Look to your Bill of Rights. Read them. Carry a pocketbook of that. It's always available. Of course, you might be picked up and sent to jail for carrying the law of the land in your pocket, but we're more brave than that. Let's all get on board and shout, we defend America. We stand for America. Good luck to you, sir. It's been fun spending some time. Tomorrow, Dr. Ott will take the show from Dealey Plaza in Dallas. Listen to RBN. Thank you.
With recent internet.